Okay. All right, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
And today we even have cousin Jeremy in the office who may chime in from time to time, so it's not a scary guy.
Let's see. Yeah.
It's Jean's
We'll
husband.
see.
We'll see. Murder's really not his jam either. So we'll see. Okay, so for the Thanksgiving,
Happy holidays.
I knew we said that we were gonna do like a bunch of a like a bunch, but I'm like dead ass tired.
Whoa,
Dead
you
ass
get
tired. Holidays
raised
kill
over
me.
at work,
Yeah,
probably.
holidays are killing me, and I'm like going on fumes right now. So I did one story.
That's all right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and fucking, we'll just go with it. Fuck
All
it.
right.
I
So
think
this
we're
is.
gonna have Jean say the names of the fucking family members though, because.
It was that, the Latinos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the right word, Latinos?
It depends on where they originate from.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I just group everybody into one whole thing.
It's like Caucasian. Yeah. In my opinion. I
Caucasian's
don't.
white, isn't it?
Well, I know, but Latina.
We're not different stages of white.
Yeah. Well, you
Okay.
don't know.
Oh, shit, I
There's
don't
mutts
know.
out there.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, so we're gonna talk about Paul Marriage, aka the Thanksgiving Day Killer. Dun dun dun. Actually, I didn't even really write any of their names down except for the Suttons. So, except for their little girl, because no one, all the other articles were just like, they say what died,
Yeah.
and then of course the cousin.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, and we have a cousin killing. This is why you don't invite your cousins to Thanksgiving.
Ah,
I'm
that's
just
not
saying. Just
true.
joking. I'm just joking. The Sutton family. What is her name? Muriel?
Muriel.
Was that what her name was?
Yeah.
Okay, and Jim. And their 6-year-old daughter, Michaela, were hosting the family Thanksgiving dinner. Like they normally do.
Lots of people there.
So there you have her mom, Muriel's mom, and sister, and then the aunt and the uncle.
Believe her dad was there too.
Only his parents.
Oh, okay.
No, her parents were there too. You're right. Like I said, I was tired. So you got mom and dad, grandma, mom's sister, so the aunt, and then
Cousins.
cousins, the whole spiel. There's about 15 to 16 people in this fucking house
Yeah.
for this one meal.
Yeah, that's a good family dinner. Yeah.
I guess I host Thanksgiving, and that just sounds like a fucking migraine. But anyway, so during this, her cousin Paul shows up. No one notices that he comes in. He's not a noticeable guy. The only thing anybody notices is that Paul doesn't eat. That's the only thing anybody can say is weird, is that Paul's not eating. And so this dude sits through 3 hours, 3 fucking whole hours
Family lovingness.
of sing-alongs, piano playing, sound like songs,
Pie.
cuteness, chit-chat, the whole spiel. Well, Michaela and her two cousins were doing a traditional song.
Yeah,
Okay,
Thanksgiving song.
everybody's looking at him and gawking, and the little girl's oh so cute, pregnant, and this twins, one of them's pregnant, and so it's adorable, and whatever have you. And then he gets up, like right in the middle of their performance, kind of, and just walks out. And so Jim's like, okay, well, you're kind of a dick, but maybe you need a smoke, maybe you need to get fresh air.
Whatever.
Maybe I'm assuming. So then after this cute little performance, Michaela goes to bed.
Yeah. Isn't she seven?
Six.
Oh.
And so her mom's telling her, make sure you go to sleep, have a good night's rest, because we have a big day tomorrow. No one ever said what the big day was. Which I'm
Black
just assuming
Friday.
it's Black Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that they had some shopping to go and do. Oh, I did write down the names. Wow. Guys, I'm so impressed with myself.
Yay.
as I'm reading this. Okay, anyway. So, the next thing they know, everybody's doing the cleanup in the kitchen, the final conversations. Shit's, we're finally getting people the hell out of this house. Next thing Jim knows, fucking Lisa gets shot and just goes down.
Collapses.
She collapses.
Yeah.
And then the next thing anybody knows, fucking hell has unleashed.
So it was like an Iraqi war zone?
Yeah.
Gunfire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like shit, nobody knew and understood what was going on. No one knew. So Jim starts getting people outside or whatever. I mean, it's chaotic. People are dead. People are running everywhere trying to go outside or whatever. So everybody gets into the backyard. And then they can see through the stairs that they can see people walking. Like, not people. They can see Paul.
Uh-huh.
And Paul goes upstairs. When Paul heads upstairs, Jim is like, fuck this shit. I'm going in there. My daughter's in there. I need to get to my daughter.
Yeah.
And you're fine. But anyway, so Paul sees that this has happened. Paul's going upstairs. The next thing anybody knows is they hear gunshots. They hear the pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
And so Jim gets in there. All he can notice is that the front door is open. That's all anybody can tell.
Yeah.
And he goes up there and the mom's freaking the fuck out. You know, she knows her daughter's been shot. Her mom's shot. Her fucking sisters are dead.
Oh, honey.
Like, we are having a fucking come apart.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's all right to go ballistic at that point.
And so the husband's like, okay, our daughter's only been shot in her stomach. There's hope. There's going to be hope. So they get the paramedics and all that to come over. The paramedics take her away. And then Jim and Mary are like, all right, fucking let's go to the hospital, grab my purse. And the cops are like, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And these are the cops in Florida.
And I do question that because, you know, my baby's well, they don't, going to they the don't hospital know, though. Shot in the...
They don't know.
They can't question her at the hospital?
No, they don't know. What if one of these two motherfuckers just killed this whole fucking family and now they're just trying to escape, eh?
Just have an officer and detective hang out with them you at the hospital think... and talk to them?
That's what I would do.
I would almost...
Bold See, down that
you're
fucking cop,
with me, huh? We're
like
going.
We gotta go, motherfucker. Yeah. Let's go.
Your baby just went in an ambulance. You got mama lion. Screaming.
Your 6-year-old baby.
Yes.
Six, and you have no idea what the fuck happened.
Right.
You don't know it was Paul. You have no idea. Like you are just fucking.
It was just gunfire.
Yeah, you're baffled.
Obviously, you put your head down at that point.
Yeah, they hid, and Paul's parents hid behind the couch. And he didn't kill them. He didn't do anything to them because he wanted them to live with the fact knowing that their children, besides him, because there was only 3 of them, were all dead. He wanted them to know, this is what you have to live with and I did this. So those guys are alive. And that's who makes the identification. And they're like, we know who fucking done did it. It was Paul. And so they start looking into Paul.
Was he molested or... Was Paul he the redheaded stepchild that got beat and had to sleep in the barn with the pigs and get electrocuted when he was naughty? And
oh well,
you
damn!
Know,
I don't.
What
think
happened? Why did he?
He snap? Was just—he was always the underdog, is how they described him. Is he always needed the help that his sisters didn't need? He was—I look at it kind of like he's the fuck up. He's the off one of the bunch.
Well, homicide isn't the answer, so go to fucking night classes.
I guess
college.
He just fucking
do
snapped.
Something with
so
yourself.
So before we go on to Paul,
now I'm angry. Great,
right? So his twin sisters, okay, like I said, one of them who is pregnant.
So he killed his sisters.
Yep, his sisters. They were twins, which I have twins, and that's just so sad. But anyway, well, I don't personally
probably,
have twins.
Probably,
my
you
siblings
have in
are,
your family.
But
he probably felt that. Did the twins get all the attention?
They did. And they didn't get all the attention, but they got the positive attention. They got the, you're so amazing. You're great. You're amazing. And now Lisa's having a baby.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, he's just fallen farther back.
Yeah.
On the fucking scale of life. And so, like I said, Lisa Knight was pregnant. Carol Marriage was not pregnant, but she was the other sister. Oh, no, just kidding. No, just kidding. That is her name. And his aunt. Now, that this is the name I don't know because I don't even try to fuck around.
Raymonda Joseph?
Yep, that's her name. She was 76. She's Mariel's mom. And she died.
Aww. So you invite everybody to dinner and then everybody's killed? They're never having family dinner again.
Oh, dude, they had to go through Christmas right after this. We'll get to that. Sugars. Yeah, fuck. And then he walked upstairs, and like I said, he shot his 6-year-old sleeping cousin, Michaela Stenton.
Because she was an easy target, and he's a coward?
Or what? No, because she was the apple of everybody's eyes. You know what I mean? She was cute, she was little, everybody liked her, everybody oohed and awed, and did the whole, oh, she's amazing, she's great, she's beautiful, she's so talented. That's what happened. So he went on the run. They couldn't find him. They find their surveillance videos of him at the gun store where he's buying all the guns. So they know what guns he has, like what he's in possession of. So they know he has a sniper rifle with a scope on it. So they're like, this is probably how he shot everybody up in the house to begin with. So they find all these. They cannot find him. They cannot fucking find him. And so this poor family who just got gunned down.
And, yeah. Did they finally let the parents go to the hospital?
The chaplain came to the scene and told her that she had died. They weren't there when she died. They weren't with her when she passed. Oh, guys, I think I'm going to get Jean to cry. My sick obsession might happen. No! Yeah, she died alone.
They didn't even get to say goodbye to their beautiful daughter. No.
Nope.
Because they gave her love?
Yeah. Because they had to be questioned.
That is the dumbest thing. They had to be questioned.
So yeah, they find out that she has passed away from the chaplain. But so they don't know. They know now that Paul did it, obviously. So everybody's on the lookout for Paul. And they're terrified.
Yeah. Because they should be.
Yeah, he's on the loose. No one knows where he is. For all they know, he's going to come back and finish off the job. Her dad and mom, before the mom obviously died in the shooting, lived up the street. So he's just by himself up the street. You know what I mean? And so they're freaking out. And at first, the mom's like, I'm never going back in that house.
Yeah, this was my next question.
Like, we're never going back in that house. And the dad's like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go back. I'll grab some shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know that the detective was so heartbroken about it that he had a crime scene people come and clean up everything. Like, all the blood and everything. Mm-hmm. So, when the dad walked into Michaela's room, it wasn't a gory blood scene. Mm-hmm. It was her room. Mm-hmm. And so he calls his wife and he's like, no, you have to come back here. Like, it's our daughter's home. Like, you know, she's here. We love her. Come back. Right?
No, she would just follow you to the next house, I think. You know, I don't know if I would. You? Would you? Stay in that house that your sister and your family members. Right. Your daughter.
Your mom, really? Your sisters, and your daughter all died in one house.
Might be going to another state.
No, I think I'd burn it down. Can you get like a legal permit to fucking burn a house down?
Maybe if the fire, it is a controlled burn, you just let them know, hey, by the way.
Call the neighbors and be like, by the way, sure. I can't stand that house. I'm burning it down. Get out.
Just stand outside and they can water their, you know, make sure. I don't know. No, it's probably not. You'd have to have it demolished.
But he knew he had to do it at his cousin's house because that's when everybody would be together. And it would be like, what the fuck? Like,
maybe
it was.
Maybe we need to create a level of, this is a side topic, but maybe let's create this level of coward, I guess.
Like a cowardly level?
Yes. And then we can start to judge these guys by ourselves and be like, you know what? This guy... Yeah, he's definitely an 8, at least.
Well, maybe. So, Unsolved Mysteries, American Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
goes to Florida. And on January 22nd, they were going to release this the next day, that their episode on Finding Paul. So the cop shop was all set up to take the tips and everything else.
So that getting was in ready. January, so they made in Christmas January. Okay.
Yeah, no, they did not. They just sat there like sad little people. And the detective came and was like, you know how you guys don't have...
the tree or nothing?
No, probably. Blinds.
Oh, yeah.
Like curtains. Mm-hmm. He's like, you guys need to go buy curtains. And he's and Paul and Jim's like, why? And they're like, well, Paul got a sniper rifle with a scope on it. So, yeah.
They got these blackout curtains at
get,
Wally yeah, World.
Get some curtains. Yep. And put some curtains up, sir. Well, so, blank like I track. Said, they're ready to start receiving 911 calls. And all that nonsense because the episode is airing the next day.
Yeah.
Well, this hotel guy is sitting in the hotel of Edgewater Lodge. It's 3 hours from this area.
Crime scene?
Yeah.
So he was watching Unsolved Mysteries. It's a good
show. Well, no, he's watching football.
Oh.
And a commercial comes on for the next episode of that. Mm-hmm. Like a little recap. Snippet. Yeah, snippet. There you go. Of the show. And he has a big screen TV. So he wasn't mistaken. But next thing he knows, Paul's face comes up on the screen. And they're like, oh, Paul, whatever.
Was he a guest?
He was staying at his hotel.
Oh.
And so he's like, hey, I know wife. I fucking know that guy.
Yeah.
And so the wife is like, well, maybe you're crazy. So she goes to the computer and she looks it up and it is who it is. And so they call the tip line and they're like, hey, this dude is at the Edgewater Lodge.
Right now.
And he's like, I don't know. I can't see his car. He's like, I think it's covered up. So fucking Paul here covered up the car with like a car cover.
Yeah.
That's shady as hell. Mm. If I ever go to a hotel and there's a car in the parking lot covered,
well, you're shady as fuck. If it's a grandpa covers his Porsche, you know.
It's a fucking Porsche.
So he was driving a Porsche.
No. This dude's driving his just a fucking vehicle. I don't even know the make and model of this vehicle. It's not a fucking Porsche.
It's not validated for a car cover in the middle of the night. No. It's not like Arizona July where you're trying to prevent your paint from cracking.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't believe that there's a reason to have this car covered. I really don't. And the plates, the tags on the plates belong to his dad and they're expired.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're
already, red flags.
You're rolling dirty, bro.
Yeah.
Just fucking leave the car cover off. You're a fucking wanted murderer and your tags are bad.
Yeah. Dumb. All you gotta do is walk by and take a little peek at the, you know.
Yeah. And if I'm a cop, I'm searching the covered car before I even finish going through the parking lot.
Probably.
Like that right there is shady as fuck. So they get him. They arrest him.
Good. Before the episode even aired.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. And then as episode airs and everybody's like, oh, I saw that creepy dude. He was doing this. I saw this creepy, that creepy guy there. So they did eventually get like kind of like his timeline.
Yeah.
From November to January.
So that tip line, all that stuff had to go to court for evidence or?
I don't know.
Because if that was his timeline, pretty much, from people seeing him.
See, people, this is why I tell Jean to watch the episode because then she'd know. I don't know.
I was trying and life happened.
Know.
Life happened, folks.
You know?
It happened.
We don't know. This is back in 2009, though, so I mean, I'm sure. I mean, 2010, obviously, because it's now a new year. But, so, the family wanted the death penalty, and they fought for it very, very loudly and publicly, that they wanted him to receive the death penalty and die for his actions, or whatever.
He was not given the death penalty?
He was not. His lawyers were like, well, you know what, this dude's fucking insane. So...
Just like that.
Yeah.
That one murderer that's in BHC now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He's local. We will talk about this crazy motherfucker, but
well,
we can't
not
yet.
Settled yet. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we can't. Shouldn't have brought it up. Sorry, yeah. Folks. He's still in the loony bin. But, well, that's where he resides. So, yeah, they fought publicly for it. The prosecutor finally comes to him, and he's like, so if they go after this defense... they have a real shot. So, like, we need to cut this fucker a deal. Let's take the death penalty off the table And so they did. And he got a plea deal of 7 life terms in prison for killing his whole family on Thanksgiving.
7 life terms, so that would be... Let's do the math, people.
Does your shit open up that fast on your phone?
Huh? It has to think about it for a hot second. This is my gaming phone anyways.
What is it?
175.
175 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean...
No parole?
No.
Okay.
No. I feel bad for the parole board, kind of, because just think if he was given parole, just having the guy in front of you is kind of like a... I would view it as a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he has to be in that special housing in jail?
Probably. So he killed a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think people would really care if it was like his sisters or whatever and his auntie.
Well, one was pregnant.
Maybe then.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But in jail.
Jailhouse justice.
Dude, it doesn't happen. It's kind of weird that like those criminals aren't willing to get another charge because they're like, no, dude, I'm already in prison. Like, I'm not.
This is true. You have to get the ones that are.
Lifers anyway, yeah. That are like, I'm gonna be here for a hot second. I'll do some jailhouse justice. Like, we don't have a vigilante in jail. I'm not saying we should have one.
We might need to backpedal a second, folks.
Inmates have to pay for this. Yeah. They don't get this shit for free. So.
Oh, okay.
They can't hear it. Because guess what my brother's getting for Christmas? My voice. Ha ha ha. And some oatmeal cream cookies. Because I'm nice.
Well, you are a good right? sister.
So, yeah, but now we'll just talk. That is the story, obviously, of the Thanksgiving Day killer. So he's rotting in prison. And oh, these people, I must say, they did go on to have 2 more beautiful children. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They named the second daughter after the first daughter's favorite doll.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were blessed with 2. So the mom's like, I really don't, like, she's like, I mourn, I'm sad all the time, but I just don't have time to stop and be it. Like, it's there. Mm-hmm. I just can't stop and be it. So, I mean, it is beautiful at the end. Yeah. They have a tragedy, but also a great thing. And, like, the second daughter went up to the dad one day, and this is like, I almost cried. I never really cry at this shit. There's only a few that ever have made me cry. But anyway, so he goes up. She goes up and she's like, I miss Michaela. Like, I miss her. Little kids never met her. She just knows that she had a sister.
Yeah. Pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dad just starts sobbing. And he's like, shit, me too. Like, just the love that you have for a sibling.
Yeah.
Even if you do or do not ever get the chance to meet them, you love them.
Mm-hmm.
In a very deep and passionate way. And it's just super cute. And we went from brothers killing to cousins killing. I told you, I'm on a family thing right
so
now.
So how do you efficiently look through your family and decide, well...
Who's the psycho?
Are you gonna freak out at family dinner?
Okay, well, here's the thing. In my family, though, you have all of us cousins, okay? You look at it. Okay, yeah. From your perspective, you look at it and you're like, well, Sean Marie is going to be the first person to kill someone. Out of those cousins, Sean Marie, for sure.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm honestly going to say out loud who I would assume is the first
one. Say it. Say it because you brought it up. Say
I don't know. I don't.
See, because I would go with Derek.
No.
Yeah. And like we're connected by blood.
He's feisty, but no.
No, I would go with him for sure. Like, I don't
think he would take that much time on somebody that annoyed him that much.
But maybe it's like a vigilante thing. I don't know. He's hella smart. Like, my cousin's creepy, creepy smart. And so, who would you say? Jeremy, let's get your input. Who would you say? Out of all of us cousins, who would you say would be the killer?
You kinda don't want to say it, do you?
No. He'll put someone on blast. Don't be ashamed.
I don't know if he was just quiet type that was going to come out of nowhere.
But you Keith? Can't go Probably. Through life and
our older
and,
cousin Keith, yeah. maybe, yeah.
But you can't go through life and be scared of that happening, though. You can't assume, well, no. I mean.
And see, the way I look at it, for me and Jeremy, we're blessed because there's so many of us Well, all we gotta do is dodge and weave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just gotta be faster than the cousin sitting next to me.
I just gotta trip Kara.
Yeah. For sure. Like, you know what I mean? We have a good chance of getting the hell up
She's
out of there.
She's gonna remember that, too, by the way. I got you, Kara. I won't trip you.
Gene, we might push you. Like, we don't know. You know what I mean? It's a situation.
Doc, motherfucker. I don't know.
You know, but... There's,
because
you never
every,
know
every
who's in
family,
your family
has tension.
But this family didn't. There was no arguing. There was no hatefulness.
Well, he was pissed off.
Him and alone.
Did he ever talk about it with somebody?
He just said he had to, like, he was fucking done have them having the spotlight and him being the fuck up. So he was like, you guys think I'm a fuck up? I'm gonna fuck up. Pow, pow, pow. Now I'm the only one you guys have left.
Yeah.
Checkmate. You know? I don't know.
That's a lot of deep resentments. I mean, honestly, that's why we have to... You talk things out. Get it off your chest. You can't hold anger and let it grow to something evil. Because... So you just go upstairs because you know that this child that has to go to bed...
It's more attention than
and
you.
And so then you... Yeah, come on!
Well, yeah.
How old is this guy? 12?
No.
You know what I mean, though?
But yeah.
Really?
So he still is alive. I mean, he breathes amongst us. And oh. Florida.
Well, no. He's in special housing, probably. He's in the shoe.
Well, he's still breathing with the living. So... And I guarantee you, I don't think... Looking at, I'm just going to judge him off of his looks. I don't think this dude feels any remorse. Oh, who cares? Any remorse whatsoever. I don't think we have here in this situation. I will just assume that on his behalf.
See, and that's why I kind of side with the family. Just get rid of him then. Why is the
well, an eye for an eye.
To feed him?
An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
I can't kill you 7 times, but
so now
get you one good one.
Yeah, he has cable and dental care and all that stuff. Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's why we love the world, Gene.
I guess.
Because this is what happens when you come to the U.S. of A.
Well, hopefully nobody else does family Thanksgiving like that. I mean, even though it probably happens.
There's a bunch.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna lie. Because, like, when I... Because at first, Kate, I'm so fucking tired and busy, you guys, that this is how this whole episode even happened, I'm gonna tell you. Because I had full intentions on taking my night and, like, watching these shows.
Mm-hmm.
That does not happen.
No. You have kids.
And it's Monday Night Football. So, I mean, there's priorities. I love a football game.
How'd they do?
I love... Well, my team didn't play, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
But, so, like, you know.
It wasn't even your team?
It wasn't even my team. Oh, I love football, dude. God. Sports are my thing. I wish I had a son so bad. And don't be one of those people who are like, oh, your daughters can. Believe me, you've never met my children. They can't.
What?
They can't.
Natalie?
Oh, maybe Squish. Oh, no, you're fine. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. We'll have a good chance on that
She's
one.
Feisty.
She's sassy.
Yeah.
But definitely not Maze. Definitely. She's a cheerleader, not a football player. So, yeah, I pick football over murder. And then I was doing my dishes, and I'm watching this episode. And then I'm like, okay, I can't keep stopping doing dishes, stop dinner, and everything to keep taking these notes. I'm just going to murderpedia this. I'll get it.
Uh-huh.
So I type into Google, like, Thanksgiving Day murders with a murderpedia. Wow.
A bunch.
Took me a minute to find Mr. fucking Paul here. I was like, well, I guess holidays. And I know the suicide rate are high in the holidays.
Yeah.
I know that's super sad. And, like, that happens. And suicide's not a joke. But, like, family murders? Who would have thunk?
It goes back to that tension and unresolved conflict, I feel. Like,
I've never once showed up to a family event thinking, like, I'm going to kill these people. I always show up being like, oh, kill me. Like, one of you.
Yeah.
Fucking end this.
My stepdaughter in Florida, actually, she already put on Facebook. She's not going to anybody's house. Her door is going to be locked. And thanks and I love y'all, but I'm not doing it.
Well, there you go.
And that's her decision. She can make whatever the hell she wants. And,
yeah.
You know.
My family gets Thanksgiving free, like my mom and siblings,
mm-hmm.
because we're doing ours on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I do this to myself. I truly don't. But our next case will be super, super easy. It's a listener story from our man in Australia, mm-hmm. from Rob. Because like I said, Rob is originally from here.
Oh.
So once again, shout out to him. And it's going to be on Lanny Smith. I just barely got the name of the guy. So I don't know anything about what he did or anything else like that. I just know he's local and from here. And Rob knew him and went to school with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta pick his mind and learn and Google and Murderpedia the fuck out of all of this. In the meantime, I have Wednesday and Thursday off. Because that's just how the Walmart world hates me. So I have those 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I worked Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I can't. Babysitter, the whole spiel, can't do it. So I got it off. Got Thursday off. But I have to be back there at 4 a.m. Friday to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Saturday off. I am preparing Thanksgiving for my family because I hijacked it from my mother. Because I am controlling and things weren't done the way I wanted them done 1 year. And so I took it. Judge me if you want. My mother is blessed. Now she doesn't have to do it.
You it's sit fine. Back and relax. You can pre-make a lot of your shit the day before, honey.
I dare her.
No, I mean you.
Oh, me. Yeah, I was
to
like,
reduce your stress
I
level on Thanksgiving.
Well, no, I have them all bring things. We do kind oven. Of like a, you make this, like what you're good at. Yeah. I delegate to them and I'm
what
like
you're good at
yeah I'm like okay you make this super good and I like it don't fuck it up make it how you always do
don't
bring it to my
it.
House
yeah.
don't my mother knows she listens to this and she's getting a pre-warning because she will listen to this if you change anything the next episode will be about Karen I'm just kidding but like but no she makes like a really bomb ass
try it with a salad packet you don't
but,
know.
Dude she did that once ask her how it turned out I don't mess around, guys. Like,
don't change.
People who don't know me are probably like, this chick's like huge because of my love for food. I'm not. I store it away very nicely. But don't fuck with my food. Like, don't. Like, if I make something and I tell you, like, you make something and I'm like, this is so good. And then you invite me over the next time and you're like, oh, we're kind of having the same thing, but I switched this up.
See,
I'm
going to
get pissed.
I do that, though. I mean, you've had different versions of cookie salad, haven't you?
Well, that's different. That's still a fucking cookie. I mean, you can't go wrong unless you eat a coconut cookie, my opinion.
There's nothing wrong with coconut.
I can't do it.
No?
Eric loves the fuck out of it, but I can't. Like, in like coconut water. No, it's the taste.
That's
it's
right.
really the taste. Yeah. I'm like, I just, ugh. Or like pecan pie. Fuck. Gross. And I can't eat pumpkin pie.
I make a
pie.
Really good pecan pie.
I can't eat pumpkin pie because of the texture.
Mm.
It's like soggy. And I don't do soggy. As everyone who knows me knows, I don't do soggy.
I think that's why Thanksgiving is maybe a lot of people's favorite holiday because of the food. Like, I'm assigned
I hate when
dessert.
People break tradition. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, the damn pilgrims from the story I was told from when I was a little kid, okay, we broke bread. We had this. We had that. We had the original shit, okay? You had a turkey. You had mashed potatoes and gravy. You had some sort of salad. And you fucking had the green bean casserole, okay? Rolls, okay? That's my life. That is my traditions. Why are you fucking them up? And I think the year I took it away from my mom, she tried to, like, less de-stress herself.
Yeah.
And make it, like, a... She had friends coming and shit, so it was kind of like sandwiches. Like, it was still turkey, but it was just, like, turkey sandwiches, ham sandwiches.
Finger food.
And I lost my shit. I threw a tantrum like I was a little kid.
That's why we're doing it.
Yeah, so I took it away.
At 6 o'clock. Yeah.
I straight
well, that,
took
that,
it away.
Okay, nothing's wrong with sandwiches. You can
no.
make turkey dinner whatever the hell you want, honey. That's
well,
the
no.
beauty of an oven.
No, because it's supposed to be Thanksgiving. Like, I'm supposed to come hang out with you guys and eat this food.
And have to undo your pants and sit on the couch.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I look forward, like, I have, like, certain holidays that I live for. Thanksgiving mm-hmm. is one of them, because I can be fat all day, eat as much food as I want, and no one judges me.
Uh-huh.
No one. And I love it, so I just eat.
Well, I like Thanksgiving, because you have to have 3 desserts. It's required. At least 3.
Oh, then people in my life have been fucking up. They've always just had the same original shit that I can't stand for desserts.
Well, you gotta have options, so everybody's happy.
Just give me cookies, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I took it. I got to do that. And then on Sunday, come at you guys with a fucking story and work.
This should be fun.
So.
Survival of Black Friday. That just shows how much
I love doing this podcast, because I can do it dead ass tired and still rock it out and be fine. So
We did Black Friday at Wally World once, I think.
Like, you guys shopped it?
Yes. And we got one thing. And one I tailed thing. It out of here.
One thing? What'd you go for?
It was a tramp. It was like $200 off.
That's the only thing you went for?
Well, it came with a little net thing, but my kids hate me and don't put that on. No. So.
Huh. No, I've always worked
I'm not a big shopper.
Well, I'm not working Black Friday, thank God, because Walmart doesn't... Everybody hates this, but I just think Walmart's above the game. They do it on Thursday. On Thanksgiving, they have their sales.
Yeah, whatever. But they have sales Friday, too, as well, right?
Kinda. Not a lot of people hit up Walmart, though, kind of Friday-ish. They're usually at the other stores.
Huh.
And Walmart did that for a reason, so that they're the first stop on everybody's way. Like, you hit Walmart first. We know Walmart's Thanksgiving night. The mall doesn't open until 4 o'clock Friday. So we'll hit up Walmart. We'll do the Walmart thing, and then we'll be done, and we can go to the next store, and we're done with this shit. That's Walmart's idea. So usually there's not a bunch of people. It's usually, like, just a disaster zone and, like, hazards and...
Are you going to be in the way with your little cart?
I'm the only one so far that I know that's actually working that morning.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the grocery part of what I do isn't open. Just the online for the sales and stuff is. So I'll just be doing... people's gift shopping pretty much all day. I'm expecting it to be kind of busy, but kind of not at the same time. So it shouldn't be too bad.
Well, then probably give you a whole bunch of ideas too.
Well, then I do my shopping.
Uh-huh.
I do the Black Friday shopping. When I used to work on Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
I would pre-shop before shit went out to the floor. I don't give a fuck. Fire me. I don't give a shit. You can't fire me for shit I did years ago. I don't do it now. But, like, really. And then I'd have Eric come, and then Eric would pay for it and leave. Don't hate me because I have backstage access. You know what I mean? You're just mad because you stood in line for 45 minutes and he didn't.
Yep. Like, that's... way back in the freezer section listening to a podcast.
Dude, I guess they give out snacks now.
Oh, that's like considerate.
Oranges and... uh-huh. Water and juices and stuff. So I don't know.
Oh.
I don't do that. I think I'm going to do the online. Because everybody keeps saying that Amazon has, like, really good Cyber Monday deals.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my brother-in-law's Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dallas. And so... I might use that. He might get some Amazon points.
Yeah. Well, he'll appreciate the points.
I just have to make sure I don't charge his credit card, which I've done in the past. It's horrendous.
Yeah, but then you send him a...
No, dude, Amazon's so quick. Amazon's so quick. If you hit stop, like, that shit stops. Like, it legitimately returned your money. Never happened.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, he didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
And he lets me fuck up his Amazon Prime account. Like... I put shit on his SKUs and stuff that probably that poor kid never wanted to know.
Yeah.
And then, it alerts him, you know, that, like, your package or whatever. So he always knows my, like, secrets.
So he could be a package pirate.
Well, no. Because it comes to Idaho and they live in California. But I do notice, dude, when I go to buy shit off of Amazon, I want to live in California. I'm not even fucking kidding you. It says, like, can be delivered by 6 p.m. tonight. I switch the address, and it's, like, Wednesday of next week. Like, what the fuck?
There's a lot
I want it by 6 p.m.
When I was down in Arizona visiting my hubby, there's a ton of Amazon Prime trucks everywhere.
Well, that's what Dallas does too on the side. That's like his side hustle is he delivers Amazon packages.
He needs a side hustle?
Yeah, the dude has a million fucking children.
Well, snip, snip. No,
okay. He won't. We won't even get started on that because my poor sister will just murder him. But, like, he won't. But, yeah, so that's what I probably what I'm going to do. Probably try to do, the laziest way to get this done.
You know, and you could get feisty and then you have a Friendsgiving. And for it's like a what? Thanksgiving dinner for all of your friends.
Well, that, didn't we do that last year?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I was mad last year, wasn't I? Because there was something, one of the places we went to didn't have what I wanted. Yep. Yep, we did do that last year. And we had, our own thing. Because I had to have, it was mashed potatoes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lack of. Gotta have it. Don't fuck around. But, yeah. So, yeah, we'll come back at you guys, like I said, on Sunday with the story of Mr. Lenny Smith. From Idaho Falls, I'm assuming. I'm not sure what part of Idaho. Well, let's just say Idaho Falls to sound cool. So, Idaho Falls.
And don't massacre people at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, don't kill your families. Just
talk it out instead.
Your first cousins should be your favorites. Maybe the second cousin, you know? Just tell us who in your family would be the killer out of everyone.
Yeah.
So, let me know.
Oh, yeah. This will get interesting.
Hopefully. So, yeah, check us out on Insta. I forgot the fuck it was called. Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19. It Is What It Is Pod 19. Or Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where we're from. Facebook, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And of course, you can always email at us at It Is What It Is Pod19@gmail.com. See all of you fucking people Sunday.
Have a good day.